Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Trevor Lynn, who is seeking the Republican nomination for State Representative District 84.
So I'm Trevor Lynn. I'm running for House District 84. I was born in Washington, and I live in Brighton. I've lived in Brighton my entire life. We built a house in 2002 on Highway 78. Graduated from Waco High School in 2015. During my career at Waco, I was applied for the PAGE program, the Iowa House Representatives, and I was accepted. Then afterwards, for my work and dedication there, I was recognized as a dedicated worker, and I was appointed to the Juvenile Justice Advisory Council by Governor Branstad in 2015. The goal of that council is to advise the legislature and the executive branch on juvenile justice issues and concerns here in the state and our proposed solutions as to how to go about those problems. I currently work with my father, Lynn Painting. We're a small business. We just paint houses, fences, barns, whatever needs to be done here in Southeast Iowa. He started that business in 1998. I've been with him since roughly 2014. I have a long history in both the public and private sector. 4 days after my 16th birthday, I applied here to Pete's Ranch, Washington, and worked there for 11 months. Then after graduation in high school, I went off to attend Iowa State University in 2015. Soon afterwards, I started my second official job at Best Buy, where I worked this past junior year. From there, I was applied to be a secretary in the Senate and was hired to be a secretary for Senator Mark Chelgren from the Ottumwa area. And that was the last job I've had before running for this office for House District 84.
Will you be in your senior year of college this next coming year?
Yes. So that's the interesting thing is I am currently running for the House District 84 as a Republican candidate, and I am just finished up my junior year at Iowa State. So I've decided if I win the primary, which is June 5th, get out and vote, people. If I win that primary, then I've decided I'd transfer to the University of Iowa and start attending there part-time every other semester. So I'll get the degree. It might just be a little bit longer, but that's still on my bucket list.
And in closing, is there anything you'd like to say to residents heading out to the polls June 5th?
So yeah, I'll tell you a little bit about what my priorities are. So first and foremost, I am very pro-life. I believe life begins at conception and would like to protect our pro-life heartbeat bill that was just passed here recently. I'm also big on the Second Amendment. I'd like to see your Second Amendment rights expanded, and I'd like to protect them at all costs. I am a voice for the middle-class families. I like to call myself that because I understand the concerns of the middle class because I am a member of the middle class. My father started his own small business. It's currently just me and him, and we work along with other local painters in the area. And my mother works for Premier One Supplies, North of Coppock, which is a farming supply company. So we understand the concerns of the middle class. And my goal is to operate business or government through the eyes of the middle class. So we cover our needs first and then our wants second. I'm also a protector of the Constitution, an advocate for farmers. I'd like to create a better state for all. And I'd like to do this with our healthcare reform. It's a complete and utter mess. We need heavy reform there. I'd like to give more local control to the county supervisors, our local school board districts, so that they may do what's best for their own constituents, because the best government operates when it's at the local level. The other two big concerns of mine is to cut wasteful spending. It is rampant in Des Moines. And there are so many policies that are ineffective, out of date, just not benefiting the public like they should. So we need to cut wasteful spending and reform wasteful spending into effective policies that benefit everybody. Now, my grandfather was a Washington County paramedic for 43 years. I recently just got the endorsement of Richard Young, who's the EMS director for Washington County and a Washington County supervisor. Before that, he spent 10 years as the EMS director and assistant EMS director in Lee County. So my first big priority with that is I'd like to create EMS as an essential service under Iowa code to open them up to state funding, state benefits, so that they can pursue better equipment, better training, because everybody throughout all of our communities, everybody will need emergency medical service at some point within their life. the very last thing I'd like to touch on is, again, is you can be bipartisan without jeopardizing your conservative values. And I believe, just once again, the importance of getting together and creating the best solution for all Iowans will be my top priority.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Trevor Lynn, who is seeking the Republican nomination for State Representative District 84. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.